present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that is to comedy what Florence was to the Renaissance. And Zebedee was to the Industrial Revolution. You join us today as guests to the Marlowe Theatre in the fine city of Canterbury, where historic events have been the inspiration for many works of literature. The most famous must be the tales of Chaucer's pilgrims, but of course T.S. Eliot was also stirred by the story of Thomas Becket to write his Old Possum's Book of Practical Cathedral Murders. Canterbury today is an interesting mix of traditional and modern buildings due to the large number of bombs dropped during the last war. Even now, the authorities regularly uncover unstable cases carrying decaying material which have to be handled with the greatest of care. Let me introduce four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Stephen Fry. And the warmest of welcomes, please, for our scorer, a delightful lady who's always keen to spot which team member is furthest out in front. The very lovely Samantha. Oh. Okay, our first round is called Euro TV and Radio Guide. Now, I'm sure that there are many British TV and radio programmes that, with only a few minor adjustments, would keep our European neighbours entertained. So with this in mind, I'd like you please to suggest some continental versions of some of our favourite shows. Barry, will you start, please?
The Big Bratwurst with Leipzig and Zag.
I think in Turkey they're showing Challenge Ankara.
And from Germany, it ain't half Dortmund.
And from Spain, flog the dead donkey.
Have I got Bruges for you?
In France, they've got Devil's Island discs.
Also in France is Encore l'Addition, which is just a repeat of the bill.
Oh. There's quite a lot cheering them up in war-torn ex-Yugoslavia. There's Are Yugo Being Serb? Which is, I think, shown on the satellite station Ukraine Go, but there's with Mrs. Slovakia's famous pussy, of course. And they have that famous line, "Are you free, Mr. Tuchman?" "Yes, I am, although I have been sentenced to 10 years for war crimes."
Baden-Badener's question time.
Emmental Farm.
Friday night is Munich night.
They tried Michael Burke's 999 in Germany, but it was a no-no. No.
But they did enjoy Magnus Magnusson with Master Race.
And they think it's Moldova.
The Antwerp Roadshow. The special guest Rod Hull and the EMU.
Well, they're also showing Croatian Street, I believe. And Montenegro's Flying Serbians.
Right, our next game is entitled One Song to the Tune of Another.
Oh.
As the team seem quite incapable of remembering how it works, I've devised this simple aid memoir. The device referred to as one song is actually comprised of two quite separate component parts. The lyrics, which for ease of working we'll call part A, and the music or part B. Let's suppose we have two songs, song C and song D. So that's two parts A and two parts B. Now I see the team's trying to add up on their fingers, but let me put them out of their misery by telling them that we have proved that A1 plus B1 equals C and A2 plus B2 equals D. Therefore, since C and D are also equal, then A1 plus B2 or A2 plus B1 both equal C and or D. In other words, we've neatly established that one song can be sung to the tune of another. However, not everything in life adds up, as I see Colin Sell is at the piano again. Barry, I'd like you to start, please, by singing Gilly Gilly Often... Oh, shh.
What was that, hum?
By singing Gilly Gilly Often Pfeffer... It's not Often Pfeffer, it's Often...
Often Pfeffer.
Often Pfeffer, though.
I'd like you to sing...
Yeah, it's silent.
It's a very old script if the S is a R.
Okay.
We can just be grateful they didn't ask you to sing Where the Bee Sucks, There Suck I.
Barry, order please. Barry, I'd like you to start, please, by singing Gilly Gilly, Ossen Pfeffer, Katzenell and Bogan by the Sea, to the tune of the William Tell Overture.
There's a tiny house, there's a tiny house, by a tiny stream, by a tiny stream, where a lovely lass, where a lovely lass had a lovely dream, had a lovely dream, and a dream came true, a dream came true, quite unexpectedly, in Gilly Gilly, awesome, pepper, cats, and elbow, and by the sea. She was out one day, she was out one day, where the tulips grow, where the tulips grow, and a handsome lad, with a handsome lad, some say hello, hello, some say hello, and before she knew, and before she knew, he kissed her tenderly, in Gilly Gilly, awesome, pepper, cats, and elbow.
Your turn, Graham. Would you please sing the words of the theme to Robin Hood to the tune of Edelweiss?
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men, feared by the bad, loved by the good, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the greatest archers to a tavern. On the green they vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene, and still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through.
Okay, it's you now, Stephen. I'd like you to sing the words of the Laughing Policeman to the tune of... to the tune of Lily Marley.
Oh. I've got Van Gogh's here for music. I know a fat old policeman. He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man. He really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman. He's never known to frown. And everybody says he's the happiest man in town.
Hello, hello.
Keep up with it. Ha, 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 ha.
Hmm. Finally, Tim, would you please sing the words of Dadu Ron Ron to the tune of Habanera from Bizet's Carmen?
I'll have a tune, Cole.
I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. Dadu Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. Dadu Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. Yes, my heart stood still. Yes, his name was Bill. And when he walked me home, Dadu do Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. He knew what he was doing when he caught my eye. Dadu Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. Ron. He looks so quiet, but my oh my, da da do Ron Ron, da do Ron Ron. Yes, he caught my eye. Yes, my oh my, when he walked me home, da do Ron Ron, da do Ron Ron.
Okay, we move on now to a round called Word for Word, in which panellists take turns to exchange a series of words. This shouldn't be confused with a similar game called Word for Word, where panellists exchanged ancient British street names in the style of Jonathan Ross. Each word in the series should be wholly unconnected with every other. So, for example, if the words Tory and leadership were followed by give and toss... then that would be quite acceptable. The opposing team should buzz to challenge if they believe a connection has been made. OK, you can start, Tim and Stephen. Off you go.
Both of us at the same time?
I don't care.
Goat.
Frangipani.
Scepter.
Oily.
Liver.
Snub.
Strawberry.
Challenge from Barry.
Strawberry snub. Big band in the 60s. I remember the Oily Leather album.
That's a bit before my time, so... All right, carry on, Barry, then.
Oh. Cusp.
Bacon.
Gusset.
Egg.
Challenge there, Stephen.
Egg gusset's my favourite pudding. I like a nice egg gusset with nutmeg on.
No, I don't think I'll agree with that one. So whoever was talking, go on talking.
Sausage.
Plinth.
Nude.
Another challenge from Stephen Fry.
The artist formerly known as Plinth was often nude.
Now, that I can accept, so... carry on, Graham.
Basil.
Prosthetic.
Hip.
What?
Challenge from Stephen.
Oh, sorry, you? Prosthetic hip. No, there's no connection there. I'm completely wrong, I'm sorry. I thought of one. It was too tenuous.
Yes.
Very clever.
OK, will you take it up, then?
Oh, right, OK. Spout.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Prosthetic hip. There is a connection.
Whose side are you on?
Winning a side if you play your cards right.
You can't challenge your own side.
Then I don't.
We're back to the Tory leadership again.
I think we've had enough of that, don't you?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, more than enough.
Our next round is called Uncommentators. In this round, I'd like each team to doggy paddle upstream along the river of time, revisiting key moments in history. They should then provide descriptions of these events in the style of some of today's more interesting social commentators. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start, please, by providing a commentary on the Battle of Hastings in the style of a local radio team.
Tonight on Look Here, South. Why school children all over the southeast will be missing out on Easter eggs this Christmas. But first, the news with Jenny.
Thank you, Monty. Hundreds of French tourists are flocking to Hastings today, so we went out and about to ask the locals what they think of this invasion.
Oh, we welcome them. We welcome them. We expect to do a roaring trade.
What trade are you in?
We're arrow sharpeners.
And you, sir?
Vive la conqueror.
Thank you. Back to you, Monty, in the studio.
Thanks, Jan. And first, today's big story. King Harold is on a walkabout through the town centre after opening a new branch of Specsavers.
So keep an eye out for him.
Right, now, Jim and Stephen, I'd like you to provide a commentary on the assassination of Julius Caesar in the style of cricket commentators.
It's Cassius running in from the Senate House end there. But, what do you think of it so far, Fred?
I don't know what's going off, I really don't. In my day, it were all Greek to me.
It's pretty surprising to see a Roman batting without a helmet, Tim. There's a good crowd here this morning, a bank holiday, of course, the Ides of March. All the banks of the Tiber are closed. That's a pretty good delivery there. I think it was only a leg cutter, though. But there's an appeal. Big shout. What do you reckon?
That's not out. He were never out. It was always missing leg stump. He's got to bang it in. He's come to bury Caesar, not to graze him.
It's a change of attack from Brutus now. Casca is going to be running in from the forum end, having a stab there. Oh, he's knocked the umpire over. Oh, the umpire's back up again. It was the fall and rise of the Roman umpire. he's a pretty good choice, actually. He can move it about. He swings both ways.
I believe there was a rumour of gold tampering behind the pavilions.
Oh, that's a better one. And he's out. He's out. The finger's gone up. He's out. The finger is up. The finger's definitely up.
Oh, yes. He doesn't like that, certainly.
Yeah, he's very, very cut up about that one. I believe the next man in is Mark Antony.
Not a chance. He's stone deaf, is Mark Antony. He'll be run out. He won't be able to hear his partner.
Unless some friend, Roman or countryman, lends him their ears, of course. That's it from us. So, just time for a slice of cake. I've had one. Have you had one, Fred?
Yes, I've had two, Brucey.
And on we go. The next round. Next round is called Cheddar Gorge, and it's just one of many parlour games inspired by English place names. There's also Barrow in Furness, which involves burning garden implements. Cellar Field, where the object is to try to flog off a plot of contaminated land. And, of course, we mustn't forget Broadstairs, a game for people who are too fat to use the lift. Right, in this game, the teams take turns to say one word at a time in order to construct a sentence, but without ever completing it. If I judge that a full stop has been reached, you'll hear a sound like this. As Samantha blows my horn. Right, the subject of this week's sentence is my first date. Who wants to start? Okay, Graham.
My first
date
was unbearably
sweaty
and
yet
somehow strangely
in
some
sort
of
way.
Ah!
Comma.
though
I
did
once take
a
short
bite out
of
a
steamily squidgy
fluffy
limpid
and unfortunately
I
didn't
unless you
count
a
chicken before
I
was
17.
Well, teams, I'd love to go on playing that game. But it's now time to play the game called Just a Minim, an entertaining version of the panel game Just a Minute. The original is hosted by the irrepressible Nicholas Parsons, whose voice is believed by many to hold miraculous powers. He once managed to make a blind man deaf. Ours is a musical adaptation, and in it I'd like you to sing a well-known song without repetition, hesitation, deviation, dromedary, or repetition. One repeated deviation that's almost impossible to say without hesitation is that Colin Sell will provide piano accompaniment. Actually, listeners may be interested to hear that Colin doesn't only play the piano. Oh, no. He's recently become a bit of an expert with the panpipes. So if anyone has a blocked toilet they want cleared, just give him a ring. Okay, the song is Hound Dog, and Tim, will you start, please?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're not anything like a dachshund, lachrymosing always. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Challenge. Shut up. Challenge from Graham Garden.
Compassion. Yeah.
Well, that's so nice of you that I think you can carry on.
Oh. Well, I said you was high class. That was just a lie. You never got a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
You what? Challenge from Stephen.
This is almost exactly what Tim was singing.
Word for word, in fact.
Really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I haven't sung it.
No. Ruling, Humph, ruling, please.
Barry, you start again.
Oh, where we got to?
When they said you was high class.
Thank you, Colin. Well, they said you was high class. Well,
challenge from Tim.
Repetition, Colin's just said that.
Okay, well, it says here, if this round ends quickly, you might like to try it again. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah.
Oh, let's.
Oh, yes, please.
This time it's the song One Man Went to Mow. Colin.
Who's starting, huh?
Oh, you say you've taken over the bloody show.
Oh. fine. One man went to mow, went to scythe a meadow. One chap and his dog, woof woof.
Oh, I said, to what? To what?
Spied a couple of woofs there.
Yeah. It was like a... It was like one of those Channel 4 themed weekends, wasn't it?
Two men went to mow. Disappeared, intent on... What?
Repetition of went to mow.
Yes, but you're allowed to use words
not.
In the title.
I'm not, you're only the chairman.
Wait a mow.
You're...
Went to mow.
Well, it says... It's nearly... It says, well, it's nearly time to go. I think this is addressed to you, Colin. But before we do, I'll do my best to squeeze in a final round of Weight Watchers songbook. So while Samantha nips out to check how well-equipped her new gym is, I'd like you teams to suggest some titles likely to be popular with the overweight. Barry, will you start, please?
The Sun Has Got His Fat On.
Stephen?
Oh, I'm being followed by a huge shadow by Fat Stevens.
Lurpak, be a lady tonight.
I'll never get over you.
Chubby, chubby, cheek, cheek.
Reach out and I'll be there, there, and there.
Super calories, fudge and pasta, eggs and veal, atrocious.
My sweet lard.
I, who have stuffing by Burly Chassis.
Two lips like Amsterdam.
I talk to my knees. But they're not visible to me.
It's an itsy bitsy yellow polka dot marquee.
When the red, red rumming goes flob, flob, flobbing along.
50 ways to lose your blubber.
Well, the boy I love is up on his calories. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Well,
I'll tell you what you weigh, what you really, really, really weigh.
By the cellulite of the silvery moon.
Well, as the Spanish trawler net of time ensnares the Dover sole of destiny, and the avenging Cornish crab of fate crawls up the Andalusian trouser leg of eternity. I notice it's the end of the show, so from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine folk of Canterbury, it's goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.
And there'll be more silly things to do at the same time tomorrow. But don't forget tonight's BBC 7 Comedy Club, opening up at 10 with Goodness Gracious Me. Monday.